Blog Talk Radio.
European as well, and soulful jazz and things like that. But I'm a soul singer, so I sing soulfully and with soul in any genre of music. And so because as a musician, you know, my ears are really open, and so I'm just influenced by that. I'm not influenced by just one genre. I'm pretty open. And then vocally, you know, I'm pretty versatile. I would be bored singing one style, actually, so I'm very thankful that, you know, in my career I'm able just to do what I need to do, because if I had to be, it had to be determined by someone else, I would be quite bored. So I'm pretty much a soul singer, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. You're from Ohio?
Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, homegirl, what's up?
What's up?
That is a pleasant surprise. I'm from Ohio myself.
Okay.
From Steubenville, where they had them rapists at. But, yeah, that's another story. But you moved to Baltimore, am I correct?
Yes.
What made you do that, because of family or was it?
No, college. I came here to go to Morgan State University, and I stayed. Yep. Hmm. HBCU, MSU in the house, yes.
So what got you started in singing? With,
Well, I want to say it was from childhood. My dad's a professional singer, and he would have band rehearsals in the house, and music was always around me. My mother would always be singing around the house, and so when I was really little, I knew I wanted to be a singer, a professional singer. And then I had my first professional gig at 10, and then my first professional pay gig at 13 in my dad's reggae band, singing support vocals. So needless to say, I went to a school of the arts in Cleveland and majored in vocal music in seventh grade. And I just, you know, that's when I was introduced, well, sixth grade actually, and that's when I was introduced to like Fats Waller and jazz and Ella Fitzgerald and stuff like that. So I can't, it's really difficult to pinpoint the exact moment, but I was introduced to my household and my whole family, we sing and we would sing together. So that's my orientation.
And you named about three styles during that whole time. She went reggae, jazz. She already told us she was a soul singer. See what I'm talking about, Aunt? You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
No. I already am, Taz, because you know me. You know me. I as soon as I realized he was going to be on the show, I went to a Facebook page and I already pulled up and so I already know that I was going to like her, and it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you're pretty and that you look like my niece up in Detroit or anything like that. you sure you ain't really from Detroit, because we cousins.
the song Life Windows. Now, Stevie had told me, Stevie Robinson, who introduced me to you. She told me a couple of songs, but I already had picked some songs beforehand because I went through the whole thing, skimmed through, and I was feeling everything. I can't put everything on here. Shoot, we only talk for 30 minutes. I can't put everything on here. But I chose Life Windows, and I like the title and everything. So introduce it before I play it.
Okay. It's a song. It's really interesting how songs come to me as a songwriter. But it's a song that just deals with a storyline in regards to, it was somewhat myself, actually. And just what I was experiencing at the time, and just kind of casually, but it's just still the fact that we are reflections of each other. Like, we have different parts of our lives that show up to give us really big lessons or really good triumphs and things like that, and that ultimately we're reflections of each other. So you're really never – you're original, but we're all reflecting each other. So when we are being mean to each other or being crazy and stuff, we really are affecting ourselves greatly as well. So we're really never just a victim or a predator or anything like that. It's actually coming back to yourself. So just kind of, you know, it's another call, like one of my other songs, to be kind and be mindful of the fact that we're reflections of each other. So be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with others so that you're gentle with yourself. So Life Windows.
Being no worries or care. Fingers on my chopper and I'm chanting out it all, but the sound is so sweet.
La, 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 la.
Sitting in this place of joy and grace is where I wanna be. Life windows, be the life I'm living. Life windows, all the joy I'm feeling.
Windows, Navasha. Oh my God, the vocals were so strong. And then the thing about it is, it sounded more like almost on a rock tip,
mm-hmm.
because I liked it, and I could see it being played at a rock club, and everybody be like, "Yo, this is like this black girl putting it out for real." So I really loved it because of the difference. But you still kept it soulful with your voice.
Thank you.
Tell you what,
he probably fell out over there.
She has a you have a unique style. You have a very strong voice. I didn't get the rock vibe that you got, Taz. I got more of a soulful vibe, something like an Indie Ire type vibe. It was a pleasure to hear. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
This is what we're talking about when we talk about, the different forms of music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm one of those ones that are always critical of what's like the music that's happening today.
Right.
And I always like something that's different. And this was.
Thank you.
This was definitely different. You have a very strong voice. I love you. I love your voice.
Thank you so much.
And the reason why I said it was rock, I was going music wise. But when she came on, her voice made it soulful within a rock element. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I listen to music a lot, and that and I loved it. That's why I picked it. I mean, I had to go through a few songs because I had a Dropbox, and I was like, "Ooh, I like this one too. Ooh, I like that one. I'll vote on it later." like American Idol, I'll vote on it later. I'll wait for the crowd to tell me which one. Shoot. Okay. And you wrote that, right?
Yes, everything, all the parts.
And you did all the background and arrangements and everything.
Yeah, I always do all my lead and background. I've been doing that. Yeah, I always do that.
Now, how do you pick the music?
You know what? It doesn't. It picks me. Because not to be all, sound, esoteric, but from that song came to me. The bass line, the guitar line came straight to me. I heard that in my head, and I heard the bass. I heard the drum, this real basic backbeat. And then I heard horns, too, but I couldn't get the horn players in there, so that's cool. Maybe a live show with some strings and horns. But and then the story came. The and it just came. It just really came. And that was a very fluid song. Sometimes songs come, and I'm thinking about it, and I might, continue to think about it and build on it later. But that came in one moment. It was very deep. So, and I didn't mean, I don't intentionally write styles. I love being an independent artist. I'm free of someone dictating what style that needs to come out because of radio, sales. I'm a free person. And as they say, free Negro. No, I'm being silly. But anyway, I'm free, and so I get to, kind of just channel whatever comes through. And so, as an artist, when I shared it with Scott, I asked some of my white cats who are rock players, what does it sound like? Because the guys who helped record it were, rock heads, and they were like, "Well, it's not rock. It's like soulful rock." And I was like, "Okay, cool." Because I wasn't trying to sing rock, but I am influenced by that. The guitar is what makes it seem like that. But then you got to look at Jimi Hendrix and stuff. They are the fathers of that. At least the rock that's now. You got rock and roll is the other brother, but Jimi Hendrix is the father of this. Any kind of rock guitarist, people were like, when he came on the scene, the white cats was like, "Whoa, who is that?" He influenced so many people. So it is our music. We are the parents of that music. And so for me, then you got funk that's a little more rebellious. It came out with other elements in it. So, as a musician, I am a studier of music. I don't just write stuff, but I didn't write that intentionally to be a rock song. It just kind of came out like that. So.
Question, have you ever gotten into producing, actually the music side of it?
I do live. Everything that you heard was live. So what I do is I write all the parts. I do pre-production myself on my workstation. I play out all the parts, the drums, the hi-hat, the drum, the keys, the guitar, the bass. And I play out all the artillery sounds, and I with my band. and then I teach them the parts, and then they go and play it live. So that's how I produce right now. And I am in the process of doing beats and stuff like that, but I'm more interested in live instrumentation, and maybe if I do beats, then it will be, you know, live drums on top of that. I'm kind of an organic singer, so I'm kind of a little old school in some ways. Like, I do have songs that are going to be straight drum beats because I have some band stuff that's a little techno-y or interesting, you know, I don't know what it's called really, but it's some songs that will require that, and I will produce that and or co-produce that with another producer. But mainly I do pre-production myself, and then I teach a live band instrument, you know, live musicians or live band, and they play and record in the studio.
So, Prince, how many instruments do you play?
Oh, I'm not Prince. I am not Prince. I'm Prince on the keyboard. I'm Prince on the workstation. I do.
You sound like him for a whole.
Really?
You know. You know he do all his music and teach it to the band. Come on. That's the same premise.
Oh, I never
it's
thought of that premise. Ever.
It's the same premise. That's Prince right there. But
that's
anyway,
the first time I've ever heard that.
But how many instruments do you play? Or
I play piano. And for production specifically, I teach private voice and piano. I'm not a virtuoso, so I can go in the, you know, like that. And then I play a little percussion and a little bit of trap drums, and I'm learning bass and guitar.
Do you know, I'm getting technical. Do you know any software and stuff like that? Do you dabble around in software, electronic
software? No, not right now. Just, you know, just I don't own any of that. I just do old school with the workstation and
right.
And things like that, but I plan to get some software, like, you know, like Pro Tools, Logic, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I work
yeah.
in a studio where I have an engineer that has those programs, and then we work it out
right.
in his studio, yeah.
Okay, cool. I just thought I'd ask.
No,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay. I have a phantom. I have a phantom.
I'm sorry, Ant and the rest of the listeners that really just don't know up on it, but that Ant has been with me through enough interviews to know that I'm very technical when it comes to actually how people do their – you know, lay that stuff down. I mean, there's
yeah.
always different ways, and I'm very interested in how you create, you know,
nothing. Well, I start off in my phone. I start off, to be honest, I start off vocalizing the parts in my phone. I sing all, yeah, I record it so I can remember the idea. I do that all day, all the time. If a melody comes to me, I click it. Mm-hmm.
I do that. Sometimes when I'm at my day gig, I got to stop. And write down what's in my head because I'm thinking, I'm writing lyrics as I'm working. So, you know, and if I come up with a good, oh, Lord, I got to write this down.
Exactly. You catch it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, also, your cousins, too, your cousin is the late great.
Oh, Gil's got hearing, yes.
Second
cousin. He's my Gil's got hearing. He's on my mother's side. He's obviously older than me. He's my mother's in that generation, and
right.
I used to hang out with my cousin, my uncle, and all that kind of stuff. Yes. Now, I've been open for him. Unfortunately, due to his, you know, some the way he lived and everything, we had a different kind of relationship. However, right before he crossed over, we had a conversation on the phone about doing something together. Actually, doing a project together.
Really?
So it's very. I was like really not happy that he passed away, and especially so suddenly. And, you know, at that age group, they're very private about their sicknesses. You know, so we didn't always know everything that was happening. And you know how y'all men think y'all just invincible. And so it was just very unfortunate that he crossed over the spirit. But he has, you know, great music out. He had a new album that came out right before he crossed over and made his transition. But we definitely were in conversation about doing a project together that we had a phone conversation. I was still psyched. Even though he's my blood, I was still psyched. I was like, oh, my God. And he was real that day and real clear and kind, and it was a great conversation. I wish I would have recorded it. I didn't know he was sick, so
right.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. That's cool because I loved all of his stuff.
Oh yeah,
very
yeah,
jazzy.
Definitely.
First, from one of the first rappers, really.
The first, he's the father, one of the fathers. Yeah, definitely, and and message music as well. His phone was tapped by the FBI, I put it that way.
And spoken word almost, right?
Yes.
So,
definitely.
I mean, where you can go and, man, this guy was deep. And I know, Aunt, you being one of the babies in this conversation, you do remember Gil Scott-Heron, right?
Yeah, I remember him. And I enjoyed listening to him. I liked his stuff. you know.
Yeah. Very deep.
Very creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes, I do remember him. Yes, I do.
And as we talking,
you come from good stock.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you can tell it anyway because the way she talks about her music, you can almost feel that synergy. You know, like
yeah.
yo,
mm-hmm.
I already know. She knows.
I can tell. You know, I could tell. You know. The how deep the level is of her style and the way that she, like you said, like the way that she describes her music, from the way that she sings her music, her musical background, you can tell that she is deeply into what she's doing, and that's a credit to her, you know. I don't understand, you know, all the music and stuff that we've been listening to. I don't understand why this stuff is not being considered more in the mainstream, bro.
Because the thing about it is not dumbed down. You know what I'm saying? A lot of music is dumbed down for kids to buy, and real simple, so kids can hum and sing it, and then hear other kids singing it. Oh, I gotta get that. I mean, it's dumbed down.
Mm-hmm.
This is more thought provoking. Where you listen to the song and actually feel something from it, not other than the dance, but feel something deep, you know, with a message involved, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, the song Sweet Melodies, which I listened to and I was like, man, I love this song, so describe that.
This song, Sweet Melodies, is from the band I was in before called Fertile Ground, lead singer, co-founder and songwriter, one of the songwriters for the band Fertile Ground, and that's from our first album, Field Song. Sweet Melodies, you're saying, right? Because I have a song on my new album called Sweet Kiss, so
right.
That's what you want to say. But Sweet Melodies is basically a love song, and it's just dealing with, I did not write this song, but it's dealing, I can kind of converse. It started off, you know, being written on piano, and it's just a song about his love for music.
Hey, this is Deborah Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will. Check out my underground hits, You're Good to Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz production, online radio show.
Live on Block Talk Radio. That song. Boy, that thing sent me out.
Hey, dude,
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm about to put this on CD so I can roll this in my car. I like both of them.
Compare the differences.
So everybody will go, wow. I want you to give your information on where people can get your music, listen to your music, contact you if you want to. Just give out your information.
Okay. My name is Navasha Daya, NavashaDaya. You can find me on Facebook. I have two pages. One is full, and I have my music page. Please like my page. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Navasha Daya. My website is Navasha.com, and on there you can contact me at DayaTeam@gmail.com. And for booking Navasha Daya. For media, and I'm NavashaMedia@gmail.com, and all that's on my website. So if you look up NavashaD as in dog, AYA, you can find me. So I'm online, I answer my tweets, I check everything myself, so you will have direct contact. And I appreciate my time here, and big up to all the DJs and, you know, around the world, just, you know, playing good music and being, you know, out of the box. And so all of the artists we benefit from. And other promoters who dare to promote and book indie acts, thank you as well.
To be honest with you, she's so popular, and you guys just follow her now because she got so many folks. I didn't want to say that, but my mouth said it.
She already knows. I'm gonna send you a friends request on Facebook. In a little while.
Okay, now it's full. The one that you send a request for, that's full. I can only accept subscriptions, or you can like my music.
You can like her, and also, you know, you can message her through the like.
Yeah,
I'll send you. Okay, I'll send you a message, and then you can give me all the information. Well, the name that you're going to see is Anthony Peterson. That's my name.
Okay, no problem. Just say what you know.
I just got, you know, says that was.
Yeah, I know, dude.
That was
amazing.
That is like one of the best songs I've ever heard.
Wow.
Hands down.
Thank you, Navasha.
Thank you
for being on. Thank you.
No, it was my pleasure. Nice meeting you guys, and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Cool.
Pleasure meeting you.
Area code 678. 678. I already know who it is. This is back to the show again because we were having so much difficulties with Blog Talk, but everything seems to be working right. 678, state your name, please.
This is Jewel from Just Jewel Entertainment. How y'all
What's
doing?
Up? What's up, Double J? Back in the house again? Hey, Brother Ant, with the hat to the side, y'all both got hats on.
She's my partner in crime with the hats and stuff.
I told her to keep the hat on when we do the interview. I can feel the hat is on.
The hat is definitely on.
We could be Bonnie and Clyde right there. We could be the new Bonnie and Clyde.
You see, 2013 Bonnie and Clyde.
Exactly.
Just Jewel, explain exactly what you do.
Well, I'm the CEO of Just Jewel Entertainment. I do music and film, and right now I'm managing and promoting my two artists, Miss Jackson, which you heard last week, and Big Man.
What got you into doing this? I mean, the love of the arts, or you just always wanted to do this?
Yeah, you know what? Back in the day, many scores ago, I used to be a rapper.
But you can still do it, I'm sure.
No, that ship has passed. That ship has
passed. On the real, I'm going to... Double J lived out here in the A, so I'm going to get with him.
I live in Marietta. Oh, look at you.
Real. Yeah, I'm going to sit on a beat. She's going to have to record. It's always in you. Just you know, you're going to find your inner self once again. Believe me.
I bet you that she can still rap.
Yeah, she got a hot 16.
If I have to pull something out the closet, I would. I'm just thinking about
you know, the female rappers. You know, if you put together a good hook
and have a good beat
like some rappers out there that shall remain nameless, Nicki Minaj, you can pretty much pull it off. You know what I'm saying?
on the real, I just want to hear a stick going 16 deep, maybe, because I usually require 32 bars straight.
You do a little performing yourself, huh?
Yeah, well, I do music. Matter of fact, you can look it up on Facebook. We'll talk about it. But this is about you. This is about you.
Y'all both in the ATL, so I know y'all hook up.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm on to, because she said she used to rap. That did it for me right there. Oh, it's still in you. You know, like when you were in church, right? And our whole family, not to be bragging, but our whole family do music, and everybody can sing. My sister ain't never sung before as she got older. And one of my cousins came down to do a workshop, music workshop, and said, oh, you're going to sing the lead. And my sister was like, how you going to put me in the lead? Oh, you the family. You can sing. You in our family. I'm like, come on. That's what she's going. Like, come on.
Wow.
That's the way I'm doing Jewel right now. Oh, you said you can rap. Oh, you can rap.
No.
You can rap. It's a rap.
I said back in the day, many, many scores ago, I could rap. That was back in the day.
And when Abraham Lincoln said scores, I didn't know what it meant then, and I still don't know what it meant. She talking about scores. Come on. What are you talking about? Basketball?
What did he say? Anyway. I didn't say 4 scores and 7 years ago.
Also, you remember that. See, I ain't remember all of that part.
I remember
something about the scores.
I said, Abraham Lincoln, what did you talk about? 4 scores. I asked the teacher, is he talking about football? Anyway, Just Jewel, the song All Around the World by Big Man. Explain that so I can just click it and we listen to it.
Well, that's Big Man's song, and All Around the World. I guess he was saying this is me saying, this is Jewel saying, not Big Man. I had to confirm it with him, but to my knowledge, he just basically saying, you know, all around the world. Jeez. That's a good question. We're going to have to ask Big Man about that, because I don't want to give it the wrong.
I'm going to be able to decipher after I listen to this song what he's talking about. Yeah, I'm going to be able to decipher, because I never play the song really when I get them.
I could give my own explanation about it, but, you know, I hate to be misquoted.
Now, don't worry. I'm going to be on point, because when I listen to it, this is All Around the World. We got Just Jewel back in again. This is Big Man.
Ooh, oh yeah, all around the world, all around the world, turn it up, let it bang. I know one thing for sure, they never will take my place. I got swag in here, let me do my thing. Oh, just let them hate it, hate it, it's a part of
I'm a one soul record rapper, you gotta hate it. But the only option that you get is to tolerate it. Especially since a contract saying I'm obligated to spit shit. So sick to make the nigga think that my saliva tainted. My whole squad hot, my whole team flame. That's why we stand out like a bleach stain. They say the flow is like H2O. I'm the topic any place you go. My name ring bell, from the D down to ATL. Mitch and me and watch your MC's face get pale. Me, I do it for the love, but the hatred come with it. They say it couldn't be done by haters, I done did it.
All around the world, turn it up, let it bang. I know one thing for sure, they never will take my place. I got swag in here, let me do my thing. Oh, just let them haters hate, it's a part of the game.
You see me, I make hit after hit, call me Hitman. I'm a beast, I'm the shit, man. These dudes losers, I'm cool as a silly fan. Probably why these haters hate me, but I don't give a damn. Fuck a friend, pimp, I'm trying to make a million. Trying to take that million, make that milli flip again. I'm so cold, but the flow is getting chilly when I'm in the studio and temp similar to winter wind. Haters get upset and be acting all feminine. When I hit the club, make the squirrel cup they women friends. I don't respond to these mugs, cause I'm chilling then. I ain't really trying to get blood on my Timberland.
All around the world, turn it up, let it bang. I know one thing for sure, they never will take my place. I got swag in here, let me do my thing. Oh, just let them haters hate, it's a part of the game.
And I heard a hater say that Detroit cats ain't got skills. All we know is dope guns and wheels. But nigga, I'm so ill that I'm contagious. I ain't got a cure. I'm so authentic, 100% pure. 100% sure that my squad's the hottest round. Go ahead and twist your lips like Bobby Brown. But that's why you riding to my shit and analyzing niggas from my clip and riding on my dick. I heard the CD, I goes right too. But for the right price, you can be nice too. Detroit's finest, your highness, the hype's true. That's why I'm noticed like a scuff on a white shoe.
I got swag in here, let me do my thing. Oh, just let them haters hate, it's a part of the game.
Basically, you're talking about his swagger is never going to change no matter where he goes.
That's what he's talking about.
He's going to stay the same. How did you get with these different artists? Did they just come to you with a couple tracks and you just made a decision, well, I'm gonna help promote you? Or, I mean, how did
you
get affiliated with these people?
Well, I knew them from the D-Town. You know, all the greats come from D-Town, as I am from myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I've known them for a while since they was kids, and they was, you know, they was on their grind, so I couldn't deny them. And then I heard their music. I said, okay, I like their music, I like their style, so I decided to rock with them.
Brother Ant.
Well, I tell you, like you said, that song was more. I was going to say the same thing you said, Taz. That was about his swag, and that he ain't gonna change for nobody.
He ain't gonna change for nobody.
Gotta be real, right?
Yeah.
You gotta be real with it. You know what I'm saying? Can't be fake with it. You gotta be real with it. You know, and I was definitely feeling it. You know, so
yeah, I like the hook, and I like the melody of the music. So. It was cool as heck. So, I mean, that's something I like. And that's something you can hum in your head.
Yeah.
You can hum that hook. You can and it'll stick with you, like, you know, ribs and barbecue sauce. It sticks with you.
If it sticks with you like ribs and barbecue sauce, I can rock with that.
Right, exactly.
So, I can rock with that, ribs and barbecue, because that's one of my faves.
Me too. You might have to come through to our annual house party that we have every year, got people come through, they perform, we act the fool, and I lay out a big spread, and it's basically a listening party for ATAZT music, all the music I've done that year, and music from past years. We've been doing it for the last 8-9 years, really.
Did you say something about barbecue?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of barbecue.
I'm there for that alone.
Yeah, you need to come through then. Yeah, I'm about to talk to Jess Jewel because we're going to have to do something. She's going to have to do a song. For real.
rapping days are over. Are over. Now, had you caught me about two scores ago? Oh, my goodness. You couldn't have stopped. You couldn't have shut me up.
We got a couple more scores to go. How long have you been doing this? And don't say four scores. How long have you been doing this?
I put the company together in 2004. I went to film school because I wanted everybody. When I was in the game myself, I ran into a lot of producers, and, you know, people was just, they was just doing their own thing. They were just messing me around. And, you know, just taking advantage.
Just
taking advantage. And I didn't want that. And I said, you know what, I'm about to get my own company together. And the people that's with me, the artists that with me, they don't have to worry about being taken advantage of like I have. So I went through it so they don't have to.
Right. Because even though they call this a game, it's real serious.
Oh, definitely.
It ain't no game to me. It's for them young kids. That ain't no game to me. It's real serious if you serious about what you're doing, serious about your art. And there are people that, you know, of course, will try to take advantage and steal your money and leave a bad taste in your mouth about the business altogether. That's why you either got to have somebody that you trust like blood brothers, like family, and family will do you dirty too, but you got to be able to trust the person that you with, or either you do it yourself, going into it knowing that this is me, it's my baby, and if we succeed, it's me, and if we fail, it's me. So, yeah.
You have to have that attitude. You either have to have that attitude or a mafia attitude and just take care of everybody that, you know, that try to mess you over. So either way, you're going to have some sort of attitude about it.
Well, I hope you ain't on the mafia tips.
Yeah, I sure hate to go there. You know, I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
And she's quoting another rhyme lyric.
Good seller.
Tearing It Up, the song by Miss Jackson. Tear It Up. It's called Tear It Up. I'm going to play it. I kind of think it's just, the title says what the name of it is all about. How did you meet Miss Jackson anyway? You said she was one of the kids too?
Yeah, she was one. She was one of the kids too. You know, dying to get on. She was, you know, she was hungry. Both of them. They was hungry. They was working out every day, as far as, you know, rehearsing and because at first I wasn't paying them any attention because, you know, everybody said that's what they do. But soon as that studio. Until you get a taste of the studio life, then you don't know. Because me being in the studio myself back in the day, that is a lot of hard work, you know, hours and stuff like that. So, but with them, they loved it. They was hungry. So I was like, wow, okay, let me see what you have. They work ethic was great. So I said, okay, we can do this.
Here it is.
So here we are.
Miss Jackson.
Yeah, my booty fat, sits just right. I got your baby daddy begging me to spend a night. The painted jeans, ass
look like a melon. He wanna get up in it with no hesitation. I wonder, should I jump up on it? Make it clap while on it, then look back while on it. Doing 4 360, got his mind in wonder. Then he tells me I'm amazing and I'm freaking awesome. And I freak him awesome. Late calls every night, scratching like a dope fiend. Itching for another bite like a fiend. And I might let him fiend for tonight. Oh no, I changed my mind, really, maybe next time. Maybe when your swag is better than mine. And I think you can never have a chance with I. Not again, not ever, not tomorrow, not today. Pack up, motherfuckers, there's nothing else to say. Hey, he wanna tear it up. He wanna tear it up. He wanna tear it up. I see you looking, but you don't know what to do with it. I see you looking, what you looking at?
What you looking at?
Trying to jump up on it, check up on it, watch you while you check up on it. Boy, stop, please, you don't know what to do with it.
Don't.
If I throw it at you, you start running like a little bitch. And I already know your type. Silly goose, you're so predictable. I know which way you're gonna go. Left,
right,
left, in, out. Now let me perform tricks that'll turn your mind wild. He wanna tear it up. He wanna tear it up. He wanna tear it up. I see you looking, but you don't know what to do with it. He wanna tear it up. He wanna tear it up. He wanna tear it up. I see you looking, but you don't know what to do. Sitting on the edge, thinking what happens next.
What should I do?
What should I do? I'ma chill and play it cool.
I'ma be cool.
Nah, fucking deuce, get the shit and leave me quick.
Bye.
Jump in a hurry.
Why you
don't
still
let
here?
Me get worried.
Really?
Cause I'ma pull out my machinery and get my fucking Tony on. You wanna play rough?
You wanna play rough?
Okay, bring it on. Yeah,
okay.
I'm like a champ and bust like I was in war. Coming through your front door. Pussy screaming, give me more.
Miss Jackson tear it up, and we all knew what that was about.
Yeah, that's pretty much self-explanatory.
And I liked when she screamed too. That took me out. That took me out. I was like, oh yeah. Jack Jewel, explain and tell the people exactly where people can hit you up at. Hey, matter of fact, you said you went to film school. Am I correct?
Yes. I went to Specs Howard in Michigan.
What we going to do? Going to do a movie? You going to do – what you going
to
do?
I would like to – I'm not a script writer. But if I find a good script, I would definitely shoot it. Make it happen.
I know a few people that – well, we can talk. I know a whole lot of people. That do that too. We could talk. I got a play sister down in Houston that has her TV production crew, and she shot videos and shot a couple movies and did her own TV show down in Houston. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Then we just come from an entertainment family.
We got a network. We got to get you networking with a whole lot of different people. See what's going on. Really?
Yeah, we definitely have to do that. I mean, I would love that, seriously.
Also, just give out your information so folks can hit you up and get with you for real. You might have some more people that's hungry, as you say.
Okay, you can catch me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Just Jewel Entertainment. All of them, Just Jewel Entertainment.
And spell it,
anytime.
Spell it, please. We got black people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you know, Facebook, it didn't let me put the full just. I don't know why they be picking on me, but it's Just Jewell Entertainment.
But on Facebook, you just got the Just, right?
That's all they would let me put. You know, that's abbreviation for Just Jewel.
Yeah, true. Well, it was good having you back on.
It was great being back on. You know, I love it. And hopefully I'll be back on again and again and again.
If you got something new coming through, then let me know. One of these times I might have to have you sit in on one of the no spins where I play music that a lot of people don't know nothing about. I got some. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to do it real soon because I just got a hold of a couple of Tupac remixes that people ain't heard.
Oh, really? I'm there. And don't leave me out that party now. Because you said something about barbecue.
The party is in October. We definitely going to talk. It's in October. It's the second weekend, I think, this year. It's after Columbus Day. It's the Saturday before Columbus Day. Columbus Day is on a Monday, so that Saturday before Columbus Day is always my party. And it's going to be a whole lot of food, a whole lot of drink.
You should have started off with the whole lot of drinks. That's what you should have started off with. I'm there.
You might need a co-driver because my boy makes this homemade drink that tastes good until you get up and the whole earth is spinning. I don't drink, but I've heard the whole earth spins. And one of my boys
that's the word on the streets, huh?
Yeah, my boy said he seen the devil one time when he drunk. Because I witnessed him running from the devil. Who you running from?
Wow.
Nigga, please. I'm looking back to see what the devil looked like. I don't know what he looked like, but it was good having you in. And it's always good to be around good people. That's one of my boys always say. It's always good to be around good people.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, yeah, we definitely going to have to get together and do that networking thing, you know, for sure.
There's a international music conference in Atlanta in September. Are you going to that deal? I'm going to be there. Are you going to the deal?
Oh, I would love to go there as long as
I'll send you the info. I'm going to send you the info. It's on Facebook. There's an info on Facebook. It's an international music convention. Usually they have, Atlantis Music Convention. I've been to a few of those, but I stopped going because it just became to be passe. Same old crump beat. Let's do it. This is Atlanta. Wow. I'm over that. But international music group will bring a lot more different people and a different vibe to the whole thing. So that's why I'm going this year. And it's in September. I will definitely get with you and send you that information as soon as I get back on Facebook. It'll be ripped up in your Facebook.
Oh, great. Great. I so appreciate it. It was great talking to you both. I love the show. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Jeff,
it was a pleasure, Joe. Yeah.
Hey, same here. The pleasure all mine.
Well, Brother Ant, I'm going to leave it with one of the songs off of the new CD. If you checked out my Facebook page, there's a link where you can go get the CD. And you can listen to the 15 tracks, you know, get a little snippet of the 15 tracks.
I saw it. I saw it on your page. And I'm definitely going to go check it out.
Here's one of the tracks. This is me being President of the United States. That's what it's all about, the whole CD. This is my cousin, me and J-Bug. Where they at? Again, Brother Ant, glad you are back well, man. We sent shots and prayers up to you last week.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that.
And this is Where They At, and we'll be back. Man, I'm looking like next week. We got two more artists next week. We'll be back.
Cool.
All right. Y'all. Take care, man.
All right, peace.
In the joint with the Z, presidential swag and the love is on me. Feel me when I come through the party and it stops. Papa rock state picks and they pop. I'm rocking this thing, oh so for real. Case in point that I go out to chill. Not stressing on the fact that I'm blessed. Easing my mind from this presidential mess. Girl walks up, Secret Service they press. Waver on through, girl with the black dress. Looking real hot with the so thick thighs. He says let's dance, no surprise. Out there on the floor, party people screaming they want some more. We walked head straight to the back. Exodore, hear them yelling where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the prison's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the prison's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at.
Yo, Mr. President, it's your boy Jack Bauer. Let me solve your drama in 24 hours. Radar with more money and power than Madoff. Now I gotta hit the shower. So hot through DC, made you the Redskins. Wizard of the game, go tell your friends. The Nationals are in town. I heard it from a warrior. Cat from Georgetown, yep, love the Hoyas. Fly through the streets like Air Force One. Lyrics and beats blazing like the sun. Foreign policy, international huns. Secret Service for the chick that met at the club. Dude thought he ran game, we ran seasons. Earth, wind, and fire, don't ask me for reasons. Cause I might sound short, tell you what it's meant with T-A-Z, Mr. President.
Throw the chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the prison's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the prison's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. If you feeling this track, Nigel.